Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. We're back with another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. This week is a goldmine. Our hunt through the new release bin has yielded no shortage of albums and singles worth your lunch money. We'll get started with a record that's not just our album of the week, but also our album of the month. Earlier this year, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the Secret Machines got together to bulk up the Wikipedia entry for Sophomore Slump. Not Ray LaMontagne. His Till the Sun Turns Black is gorgeous and ambitious, and every bit as thrilling as his debut. That the songwriting is once again so formidable is almost besides the point. His raspy yelp, both sublime and heartbreaking, is the real show. Every syllable across every tune is delivered with genuine conviction. How many other modern singers show this much depth? Not anyone we can think of, period. How's this for modern soul? It's called Three More Days.
Three more days. Girl, you know I will be coming home to your daughter. Three more days. Girl, you know I will be coming home to your daughter. I know it's wrong to be so far from home. I know it's wrong to leave your soul.
While there's little as overtly catchy on Till the Sun Turns Black as LaMontagne's best single from his last record, Trouble, a lot of these tunes are creepers. They get better listen after listen, especially this one, the understated but extremely powerful Barfly.
Barfly. Just a barfly.
Our second recommended album couldn't be any more different. Meet the Greats. From Brisbane, Australia, this trio describes themselves as, quote, three best friends that play music for 30 minutes to an hour. And indeed, they play fast and loud. Imagine the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with twice the angst and twice the cute factor, and you're halfway there. Last year's EP, The Ouch, The Touch, set the stage for this week's Gravity Won't Get You High, a full-length debut. At heart, it's a set of manic garage rock, so simple, in fact, that it manages to overcome some occasionally overtly slick production. It's a fun record, nothing more or less. Check this one, 192020, and tell me you don't want to see them live. Our next album pays tribute to New Orleans a year after Katrina. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band have reworked Marvin Gaye's What's Going On top to bottom, giving a decidedly New Orleans twist to what was already a classic protest album. Betty LaVette, Ivan Neville, G-Love, and Guru all put in appearances, but it's Chuck D who steals the show right out of the gate. His take on What's Going On finds him in rare form, delivering a verse that's both economical and powerful.
No child left behind, what? You think we all blind? Well, even the blind could have seen her. Aftermath of Katrina, knew about it right here like it's Congo Square. 82% of Americans don't go nowhere.
Then there's Ivan Neville's turn fronting the Dirty Dozen. On God His Love, he's walking tall and swinging a huge spirituality stick. Together, Ivan Neville and the Dirty Dozen are a genuine New Orleans dream team.
Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in.
With new records from Gin, Method Man, and Too Short, your hip-hop dollar's gonna get a workout this week. But nobody's more deserving of your attention than The Roots. Their latest, Game Theory, hits stores this week, and it's a doozy. We recommended a song last month from their pre-game EP and can now fully recommend the whole album. It may be their most challenging, forward-thinking, meet-your-high-expectations set in 5 years. It's a top-to-bottom pleaser, but at the very least, let me recommend a download worth your 99 cents. Here I Come opens with Questlove's drums, introduces a swirling Public Enemy-style siren, and wounds up rocking like the Beasties. Malik B and Dice Raw throw cameos, but as always, Black Thought is the real star, delivering an opening verse that's tough to beat.
I'm so brother 100. How much charisma could another one stomach? If I be a prisoner, then I wasn't more cunning or wise. If I come outside, I'm not running. The stone lone wolf of the pack to unrun it. I really got nothing to hide. I'm about cutting. Go out in the blaze, wouldn't pop one button. I'm a merc, half hurt, lead a cop dogs hunting. The pretty black one in the group, the smooth villain under fire. Cause I'm
and finally, we go to the vault to celebrate the 40th anniversary of a landmark album, The Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. The 40th anniversary edition comes in two configurations. The deluxe CD-DVD set features the album in mono, stereo, and Dolby Digital 5.1 surround sound, plus rare and previously unreleased promotional and documentary film footage and a photo gallery of classic band images from the era. A deluxe double-colored vinyl package limited to 10,000 numbered copies worldwide presents mono and stereo mixes of Pet Sounds in a gatefold sleeve. Even better is the bonus track, Hang On To Your Ego, a Brian Wilson tune that it's long been thought Mike Love objected to and insisted that it be changed and renamed to I Know There's an Answer, which indeed did appear on the original album. The mono bonus here is the way Wilson wanted it in the first place. Here's a piece of Hang On To Your Ego.
Hang on!
There they are, the Beach Boys, closing out another Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another sampling of new and noteworthy music. In the meantime, remember, subscribing to this podcast is free, so feel free to do it, or just tell a friend. And if you're near a newsstand, pick up an Esquire. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.